Today, Medillnews 847 sat down for a Q&A with Ellen Werstall, the Assistant Dean for Student Affairs at Northwestern University's McCormick School of Engineering, to talk about women in engineering and efforts on campus to help and support them. Ellen, can you tell us a little bit about what your role at Northwestern entails?
My role has evolved over the years. I've been at Northwestern for 21 years in this job for the last 19 years. Now it's hard to concisely explain what I do. I've come up with the phrase, I kind of feel like I'm a college concierge for engineering students. So I meet a lot of students early in their academic careers, and I'll have conversations with them and ask them, like, okay, so what do you want to get out of college? And then it's my job to help, like, kind of facilitate those opportunities.
What would you say the culture is like for women in engineering?
So it's what I want it to be, is that their voice is heard, their opinions are heard. And I think that, you know, just because I have the viewpoint of being able to look back like a long period of time, I definitely think, like, I always felt that we, you know, our numbers were smaller, our percentage of women was smaller when I started, but we were always pretty consistent with retention, and that's something that I have a lot of value on. Like, there are other engineering schools I have friends that work at that they'll do a great, you know, job recruiting, like, a large female percentage of students in their freshman class, but then if you go back and look at those classes the sophomore year, they're significantly less, like, so the retention of female students is not as strong. And so the one thing I think that I've always been proud of Northwestern or McCormick is that the retention of our female students is very strong. And so if a female student starts in engineering, she's very likely to finish. And so that's a strong indicator. I mean, we're not a perfect school. I don't think any place is. But that's an indicator that that there's some positive things happening, I think. I would love to see the ratio increase. It would be great if it was 60-40 and women were the 60. But we've started to do with some of the groups that I work with, Women in Computing, SWE, Society of Women Engineers, we've started doing a lot more outreach over the years and trying to get female students who are younger, the age that you want to try to give them exposure to just plant the seed about what engineering is really kind of like middle school, like junior high. Sometimes what's sad is, like, in high school it can be in some ways too late, depending on what math courses they took. The student, like, I think they still could do engineering, but the student might not have, might think that, I'm behind, I have to catch up. And that's not great. So the earlier we can do an intervention to just kind of plant the seed, I think the more positive the experience is for students.
And why do you think there are fewer women who pursue engineering?
Yeah, I think it's a huge issue, right? Like, it's more than just our engineering school. It's like, if you look at society, you still have in high schools, like, there's one female student in a physics AP class. Like, that's ridiculous. It's 2019. The other is, like, I have a really hard time because I think it's just like society, you know, it's okay to say, like, oh, math is hard, right? Like, I do a lot of info sessions with prospective students, and there's a fair amount of women my age. So you got middle-aged women coming up to me after the info session where all I'm doing is just kind of talking about our engineering program. Like, every engineering school does something like this. And they'll say, like, oh, like, I just want you to know that my son or my, and they'll say it in front of their kid, which drives me nuts. Like, my son or daughter, like, they got their math skills from my husband. Like, I can't do math. And then they'll laugh, right? And that makes me crazy, because that's not okay. They would never, like, it's acceptable to have this, like, math phobia, and they're perpetuating that by saying that in front of their kid. And the reality is they can do math, because I'll counter with, like, do you have a family budget? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I keep track of that. Do you use coupons? Oh, yeah, I use coupons to save money. Da, da. That's using math. Like, math doesn't have to be using, like, letters, right? It's just addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. And they can do that, right? But they don't think it's good enough or something. And so, like, they would never say after I do an info session, like, oh, my son or daughter, they read so well because of my husband. Like, I can't read. They wouldn't say that. Like, they would be embarrassed about that. There's shame attached to that. But with math, it's okay for women, especially, to not be able to add. And that's, like, that drives me crazy because that's continuing and perpetuating a negative stereotype that there's no need for it, right? And it's like, but those, it's like students, kids model their parents' behavior or model adults that they value, right? And it's like, if they hear them saying something like that and they hear them saying it like that for years and years and years, then automatically they're going to start to digest that. And that, I think, is really unfortunate. So I do think that that's a big indicator. I think if you look at other cultures where math has a higher value, and it's also something that, like, the reality is, like, there's always an answer in math. Like, it might take you sometimes a little bit longer than somebody else to solve it, but there's always a formula that's going to solve an equation. Reading is hard. Like, interpretation of literature, there's, like, you know, like, for every person that reads a passage, there's, like, so many different ways to interpret that. That's super challenging. But we don't, like, we flipped it almost, right? Like, it's just, yeah, I think math is just endurance. And like, I've had really bad math teachers in my past that, like, when you think about it, like, why didn't more girls go, you know, that I went to school with, go into, like, fields that were a little bit more in the STEM area? And I think it was partly because, like, they weren't pushed as hard as the males were. And I have all brothers. And so, like, and we had some of the same teachers because we went to the same schools. And it is really, like, it's really interesting to me about how, like, why we still have this bias in our culture. But it's, yeah, it's frustrating. As you can tell, I'm frustrated.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Society of Women Engineers and Women in Computing and what their goals are?
There's some overlap, I think, in what their goals are. The SWE is a national organization. It's, like, one of the oldest in the country, I think, that the purpose of it is to help diversify the field of engineering. And there's both professional chapters and collegiate chapters. So they're at a number of institutions. It actually, I want to say it's international now, though, because I do think at some schools overseas, they have SWE chapters. The whole purpose is to just create a place of support and also to help with networking and creating and letting students know and professionals kind of make that connection. There's mentorship as well that's attached to it. Our chapter started in the 70s here. The national chapter is in downtown Chicago. It used to be in New York, and then they moved right after 9/11. It wasn't related. They were going to do it anyways. And so that, like, SWE is kind of the larger organization because it's geared for women in all different areas of engineering. And then WIC, Women in Computing, is it's a school-specific group that it started here in 2012. And the purpose of it was to provide an opportunity for women who are interested in computing. And so it's not, like, major specific, but there's kind of clusters of majors. So you see, obviously, like, computer science majors are heavy in there, electrical engineering, computer engineering. And then what's kind of cool about computer science is there's crossover, right, with, like, a lot of different areas. So we have some students in CESPE and communications and Medill that just because their interest is kind of also in computing, because that's a broad field, right? So they're also members of it. So it's a little bit broader than SWE. SWE's like, I'll be honest, I don't think anyone outside of McCormick is a member in SWE. And I don't think that's, I know currently it's just McCormick students, but I can't remember a student outside of McCormick being involved in it.
Ellen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. From Medill News 847, this is Evelyn Metrick.